Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Is Virginia going to go blue or red? It seems like a pretty blue state. We keep getting told that it's a purple state, but show me the Republican who wins statewide over the last 8 years, and yeah, I don't see one. So, which way is it going to go in this next election, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? If you asked anybody in the middle of July, it was a done deal. It was already in the tank for Hillary Clinton. In fact, when she chose Tim Kaine, the senator from Virginia, as her running mate, people said, that doesn't really make a difference in Virginia because Virginia's already going Hillary's way. Well, a round of recent polls suggests that maybe it's tightening up there. The Washington Post this morning says Tim Kaine doesn't have that firewall anymore in Virginia. He should come back to the state and start campaigning. Yesterday at Washington's Drive at 5, we had Jim Gilmore on, former governor, Republican from Virginia, to ask him about this. By the way, he's working for the Trump campaign right now in charge of the Get Out the Vote effort there in the Commonwealth. I want to hear from you. If you're in Virginia, are you seeing a bit of a shifting of the tide in Virginia with regard to Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and the presidential election? Do you think that it's getting tighter? And what does Donald Trump need to do to seal the deal with some pretty skeptical voters? Let's face it, they didn't support him in the primaries. So what does he need to do to win Virginia? Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Here's what Governor Jim Gilmore thought yesterday when I asked him, is Virginia a lost cause?
No, I think Virginia can still go Republican this year, and I think that the more that the people of Virginia compare the direction of the country, the comparing platforms that are being offered, and the behavior of the candidates, I think more and more people are going to the Republican candidate and going to Donald Trump. I think there's a very good chance that we can carry Virginia this year, as indeed we should.
Did Senator Kaine being selected as the running mate make a big difference?
Well, it was conventional wisdom that it would, but his polling numbers weren't that high when he was selected in the state of Virginia. And then since that time, Tim Kaine, I've been calling him Timmy the Shifter, Timmy has shifted on a whole lot of his positions. He now is against offshore drilling. Before he was for it, he was adamantly against the union organization of Virginia. Now he seems to be much more against right to work. Federal funding of abortion, a whole array of issues, even the Trans-Pacific Partnership now, he's shifted his position on that to match Hillary Clinton. So I think the people of Virginia know that their senator is not necessarily working for them at this point. He's working for Hillary Clinton.
We know that in the southern Virginia and the western part of the state, well, everyone there already knows where Hillary Clinton stands on coal mining and other important issues to them. So it's really all about northern Virginia and those swing counties that we keep hearing about right here in our listening audience, Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William County. What does Donald Trump need to do to convince some voters there who weren't with him during the primaries either?
Well, first of all, I spent a lot of time, as you know, in Northern Virginia. I love the place. My office is in Alexandria, and I think I know the community very well. And I just think that the people of Northern Virginia want change. They don't want things to be just the same as it's been the last 8 years. They know how lousy the economy really is. Their wages aren't strong, and they're struggling every day. They just want some reassurance that Donald Trump will be a responsible president. And I think over the last several weeks, he's shown that he can bring about strong leadership, decisive change, and not be scary.
The military vote is very important in Virginia, isn't it, Governor Gilmore?
It certainly is, and I'm a United States Army veteran, and our veterans across Virginia care very much about this election.
I know, sir, and given the events of the weekend with the terror attacks in New York City and also in Minneapolis, Minnesota, I wonder what Donald Trump needs to do to sort of reinforce the idea that he is the correct choice for commander-in-chief in these times.
I think he can do that because I think he's projecting strength. We want to reassure the people of Virginia that he's not reckless, and I don't believe that he is, and that we need to reassure people that he is going to be a strong, decisive leader. But it's not that hard to do on this issue because Hillary Clinton has really not been very successful. Since the time that she was Secretary of State and the president was the president, We've seen a deterioration in Russian relations. The Chinese are much more aggressive in the South China Sea. The Iranians basically defied us on nuclear weapons and drove us into an unfortunate agreement. The North Koreans are sending their missiles out and making threatening motions towards the Japanese and the South Koreans. So I don't think that Hillary Clinton's got anything that she can go to the public in Virginia and reassure them that if we elect her, that somehow we're on safer ground.
I'm looking at the Real Clear Politics average of polls, and right now it's basically showing the Commonwealth of Virginia as a toss-up, though Clinton, according to their average, is up by 3.5% in a two-way race. But then when you move to the four-way race, things open up for the former Secretary of State. How does Gary Johnson and also Jill Stein, how do they loom here in Virginia as people possibly don't like the Democrat or Republican nominee and look for alternatives?
My experience is this. In the end, the Virginians are going to say, look, let's get real here. This is either going to be Hillary Clinton or it's going to be Donald Trump. It's not going to be Gary Johnson or the other lady. It's not going to be any of these people. It's going to be either Trump or Clinton, and Virginians will come home to that decision. And what my goal is to try to be a good influence on politics in Virginia and in the nation and to demonstrate the fact that Hillary Clinton should not be president of the United States. And if you really look at where she is at this point, not only does she appear to be really physically not very well, but in addition to that, this email issue is very serious. I used to handle classified materials when I was in the Intelligence Corps. Her behavior on this has been bad. I think she has misled people as to what she was doing. She never has explained what she was trying to hide on the email situation. You've got that. And I think a variety of other issues as well that I think are making the people in Northern Virginia insecure about her candidacy.
And again, you consider Langley is located in Northern Virginia. You got such a military vote in Virginia. People in Virginia work in the government or know someone who works in the government. They get the email issue. There's no explaining past their understanding here. And Hillary Clinton's excuses just haven't held water, have they, Governor?
That's right. And, of course, they've also been very critical of Trump, who has had some very unfortunate statements, which I think he's no longer saying at this point.
Yeah.
But look at her. She's out here basically calling names to people who are participating in the political process and to calling people who are actually supporting the Republican candidate deplorable. That's an awful thing to say and not worthy of a candidate for president of the United States.
He is the former governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia and also heading up the Get Out the Vote effort in Virginia on behalf of the Trump campaign.